This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Fresh tomatoes, green beans, beets, cucumbers, and corn. Oh my. While my tomato plants have been doing well, I gave away more than I anticipated. So I just roasted some co-op bought plum tomatoes with jalapenos, garlic, coarse salt. A friend has been supplying me with fresh corn from her farm. It's the sweetest ever. I grew corn twice, but had so much corn smut that I gave up. I'm not talking about some creepy thing you might see on the internet, but a fungus that infects corn. Some love it. In fact, in Mexico, it's a delicacy called huitlacoche, sometimes referred to as Mexican truffle. I roasted a small batch of tomatoes, slipped them in the oven at 425 for about 30 minutes. My intern, Gracie, and I created a video last week before she starts 11th grade. I know, she's an overachiever. Check it out. The tomatoes will last for 5 days in the fridge, but you can freeze them, which is what I've done in the past. They'll keep for up to 6 months. I use them in stews and soups as well as pasta. I can use up the batch I made pretty quickly. Using Roma or paste-style tomatoes works best for roasting, otherwise you'll end up with a lot of juice and not as much substance. I really love eating fresh peas right out of the pod off the vine. Green beans I like to stir fry with just a little olive oil, my onions, garlic, and salt and pepper. By the way, be sure to use parchment paper when roasting tomatoes. You will be so glad you did. Check out gardenbite.com for more information and recipes. I picked up fresh beets at the farmer's market. Oh, they're so good. I just microwave them with butter and salt and pepper. I'm in heaven. My friend also brought me edamame. I steamed them in their pods and then tossed them with coarse salt. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.